Hello, Kaya family. I am Sipho Kubula Twala, founder of Kubula Arts, and you are listening to my top 10 at 10. Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Legit.
Oh, yeah. Skadula Koning. Shale Koning. Come with those friends, I got it. Never. Ask Linda right here. Mr. Twala.
Yeah.
How are you, man?
I'm fantastic, bro. How are you?
Hey. How did you make it a rinkin with this twang?
Bro, so what happened was, I listen to a lot of hip hop.
Okay. Understand?
So the only time I get to speak English is when I'm actually rapping along to these songs. You understand? There's people who know me, like people that I have really close relationships with.
Yeah.
Who for them right now is the first time they hear me speak English. Because in Kalan Kulumis, like in Kalan Kulumis, is Zulu.
Ah, it's Kulumis. It's
Kulumis. It's
Ring of Jam.
I'm not saying Gucci, like, I'm trying to imitate something.
Sure. I get it.
Whenever
yeah.
I speak English, obviously, like, okay.
You'll have
the way
references.
I speak English
yeah.
is sort of like, you know, influenced by the hip hop music that I actually listen to because of the only time I get to speak English is when I'm actually singing along to those songs.
Who are your people? J. Cole?
J. Cole. I love Drake as well. I know a lot of people that actually don't like Drake. You know, there's this. There's a group of people who actually listen to music who don't listen to music that are actually made by popular people. So it's like once you blow up to a certain
level, they leave you. Yes, I know.
They're like, I don't like you. I don't like Drake.
You're commercial.
You know, Drake is simplifying hip hop. I'm like, if he's simplifying hip hop, why is it so difficult for so many artists for them to actually reach it to a level like Drake? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, like, give props to the guy, bro. Like, he's really good at what he does. Young Tol. Like, I mean, I love his music. His lyrics are really dope. Young Tol. So we have J. Cole, we have Drake, we have obviously Kendrick. I love Tupac. Not only do I listen to his music, but I also listen to his interviews. Like, I feel like he's a really I love his honesty.
Mm.
He's really raw. You understand? And that is what I'm actually aiming for.
And I think more than anything, people don't understand that hip hop gives a lot of, call it amajita or intona zasikazi.
Yeah.
The bravery to venture and do things.
Yeah, legit. Yeah. And you need to understand with these people blow up as sebangane. That's what we forget. Like,
yeah.
Tupac died at 25, bro. You understand? Sure. People forget that. And he blew up at the age of like 21, 22, I think.
Yeah.
And like the things he was speaking, he sounded like he was like 45 or whatever. Like, don't just listen to the rap music, bro. Listen to the interviews. Even about Kanye West. Listen to the interviews. Listen to their stories. You understand? Because I mainly focus on the hustle. Like, I focus on the
story my point.
Of the celebrity. I don't care who they're dating. I don't care who's...
Yeah,
I don't follow the gossip. You understand? I follow the hustle. I follow how they play the game.
Yeah.
That's what I care about. You understand? Because I also want to learn from them. You understand?
Cause where were you born, bro?
Huh?
Where were you born?
I was born in Katlehong. I'm not sure because I mean I don't know my mom.
Sure,
exactly. I've never had the opportunity to actually ask her. But in Katlehong,
in
Ngala.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 253 in Ngala.
Skela.
And Skela. So Skela. Like, I had some horrible experiences at Skela. So at primary, I went to General Albert.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And then high school, I went to Malvern High.
Oh, okay.
So my high school years, bro, were terrible. So here's what happens,
sure.
Right? So you find abazali, who really, how can I say this? They don't really afford to send you to iskolo sabongam, but they send you there because obviously they want to bring a future for you.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we are there, bona bakirisa ipondo, young sir, and manje eshukudla lapha kucala ku 10 rand uyangithola uhamba ekuseni udla imovaji yabona manje lapho kuyesigela ningawo uhlangana nobu cheese boy uyangithola manje it's like it makes life difficult for you uyangithola in a sense ukuthi like to blend in nabo labo cheese boy because they cannot really relate to your situation
uyangithola
ekuseni whenever you like mawubo mkhosi bavayile ekuseni uyimisile ichance yakho kuthenga ibrown dash asemasimbini ichance yakho
language
so the only chance you have ukuthi sato uzolona
put it on silent anyaka bacede ukufona the intwana ngisukulalela sesonke
So the only opportunity you have is either double brown dash a kubum koze ketini or rimungene ketini velo yodlalizwiti lapana bachita
uzange
ukuthi uwine nyana uthole iphi nyana wena nalesikhathe
lesimo iphi and it's not every day
ngithole and mawu iphi yakho uyitholile ne melo uzame ukuthi uyenze show ukuthi crush yakhe yakubona uthole iphi uyangithola because manje angisho you trying to maintain ngithola lapho ngibona ukuthi nawe hayi ngisokhona ngithola dubula leyo phansi lapha mke crush yakho the next thing ufika eclassini u mistress keep his statements out ukuthi uyapapa lo papa patalanga le school fees abazaba kapatala nge school fees which is like it, you know
yeah.
Like, when you put in so much work impress the crush yakho mistress akaye ke expose manje phambi kwe crush yakho ukuthi abazaba kapatalanga nge school fees zo papa no papa like you get what I'm saying like it crushes like that actually really crushes your self esteem
yeah.
As a child I'm told I feel like abu mistress like if you're listening to this like stop doing that fam like mbizo
mtazi esayidini
yeah ngizokukhulumela iceleni ngama expose eclassini because like even as a scale kunama dominance hierarchies I don't know if I'm saying
yes.
Like yangtswala
yeah.
Like kuna bo cheese boy una lezi skill starting mara singa carry imali yangtswala lokho sure. Kukhona lezi
abubani
abopontshola abumpimi
siyala
sisoda lapha
yangtswala
yangtswala shayitha phezile khepukile lamaphakathini
exactly
uma ngimvule yangena la kule gap yangtswala ikasi liqinile yabona like so like yeah, like legit. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that. Yeah.
You just tuned in. I'm hanging out with Ukwebula.
Legit.
Yeah. Sipho Twala.
Chef. Siyaphela.
Now, how did you get to drive a taxi?
So what happened was so before I drove a taxi, I was actually a security guard. Then got them a police station, which I don't understand why I'm a police station thing on the security. Like, you know, it still boggles my mind. You understand?
So, but you were there.
I was there, bro.
You thought this was a joke. So, you're the first person ever I have met who have really confirmed. I've met people who are like, you know, they'll take a police station picture at the wall, and you'll see ADT or any of the security companies next to it. You're like, but who needs to give police protection? And here you are.
Yeah, it's legit. So I was guarding on a police station. So what happens is I take my pavula, pafuna abantu abazovula ama gate. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you stand there and you just open the gate.
Ah,
you
know, okay.
Vudi gate in Japan. I was still young at the time, and I remember I was guarding at a police station at Bedford, and I met one of my science teachers from my high school. She was one of those really strict teachers who used to tell me like, "When you're not gonna be anything in life. No." But then again, going back to that, like when teachers say that, they do not necessarily mean it in a bad way.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So based on their experience, most students who misbehave at school,
that's right,
never make it.
That's right.
If you do make it, maybe it's part of like the 2% or whatever. So they're giving you a warning, like stop behaving like this, or else you're not gonna make it.
Yeah.
So don't make it.
Thank you for that.
When you're part of the 2%, you make it, and then you'll be like, yeah, Mr. Swami said, you know, and I wasn't gonna make it. I wasn't gonna be anything. Like they saying that based on their experience. Yeah. Most students who behave in the way that you behave,
and
never
they're
make
very
it.
Fact that they said it, they motivated you to become part of the 2%.
Yeah,
prove them wrong. So
well, not entirely. I mean, when I got out of high school, I was like, you know what, I'm going to prove everybody wrong.
Good.
They actually doubted me because the thing is, I hated going to school, but I loved learning.
Oh,
you understand? But
yeah,
I had to.
I hear you.
But I discovered that after I finished school, that like, I actually hated the environment of school, like you know, because like I said, like when Kerry Pond, you know, I was
The experience was not so nice.
I mean, young sir.
But wait, from then your teacher walks in while you are still guarding Bedford.
Yeah. So we go back to that. So like one of my teachers, who was actually my science teacher, come like Miss Picheng, she saw me, you know, guarding up at Bedford, and when she saw me, I thought she was gonna be like, see, I told you, you're going to be nothing, none. But when she saw me, she gave me that look, that mother look, like, that, like, you know, I wish you all the best in life.
Sure.
And it looked like she wanted to give me a hug.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She was like, you know, she was like, I saw the pain in her eyes, and she was like, she felt sorry for me, you understand? But she was like, I wish you nothing but the best in life, and I really hope that you make it out of this. You understand what
wow.
I'm saying? It's like, it was really emotional. It was the first time me seeing her like that. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so from that point, like I never forgot that day. It happened a very long time ago.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Me being a security guard, that is one of the moments that I actually remember vividly. You understand?
Would you say that also me. Put a spark in
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it touched me, bro. It touched me. I was like, you know what? I need to make sure. I need to find something, you know, that's gonna sort of like you know, get me out of my situation or make my life better.
So the taxi did that for you?
So what happened was, so after being a security guard, Obongani actually had a 323. So he gave it to one of my cousins, which was Uzweli. So Uzweli was, you know, he was mismanaging things like that. So he was like, Sigontwana, can please take over? And then he gave me the car, and sort of like I took over. And so when Renka from during ama rush hour, so from like like 5 to 9, bang bang driving a force to bang bang in pinch amuzoro, svai so Renka lap the force lo stabalaz, and then is it 9 o'clock? Susuge das ye a civic center.
Okay.
A civic center a katlo in Kaslava Quest.
Sure.
It's the civic center up in Speer Shangati from 9 o'clock up until 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is Shari Pelas, we are a four slow. Sirenka
Stanley services.
6 o'clock. Yeah, but she was Shangati for you killed. During 9 o'clock.
To
Lawrence at 5 o'clock. The Shanga had lapped kill Rufus Fasti. Sila na limito kaya si Crash. I mean, man. Pagka marama na pa yan. Ano siya ko proud na.
Life of a hustler.
Yeah, no, legit. I think this partner bit. It's not believe you're going to look at my diploma. I was.
Yeah.
Please point out my finger with the government and none, you know.
Thank you.
Another thing is, you know, we point fingers with more government. I was still around my post and none. What are we doing? You understand? Because, I mean, that's just about the Alamanch.
Thank you.
You know, whoever's being born right now is going to look up to us.
Sure.
What are we doing to help improve yourself?
And show them that it's possible.
You understand? So we learn from our mistakes. We don't just criticize, because they're also trying. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
For them, this thing is new for them. You understand? Yeah. So obviously they're making mistakes. They made a lot of mistakes. And we're seeing the mistakes they're making. So when we get the opportunity, once we get the opportunity...
Come on.
Miss Gana, we know exactly what we need to do in order for us to help solidify the economy for the next generation that's coming after us. Yeah, it's all in short. So it's like we need to stop playing the blame game and let's start leading. Let's initiate the leadership. You understand? Let's become the leaders we wanted. You get what I'm saying?
You are a security guard, and this lady says something that sparks something in you.
Legit.
Your brother.
Mm-hmm.
See something in you too.
Yeah.
Says, this guy's failing me. Step in.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Yeah.
Somebody could have relaxed right there.
Legit. Yeah.
But you're like, that's fine. Scare us some more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So while you're doing that, I can't help but feel that there's also another person who said to you, hey, Lalel, got an opportunity.
Okay. So what happened was, Pindila, my sister, she like now panned. So. Watola, she got an opportunity for she got a post from the GGDA.
Okay.
So Bafuna matrix certificate and so that they can allocate about based on my qualifications or my matrix certificate.
Yeah.
So me now being as I'm a technical subject.
Okay.
So GGDA connects an FinTech. FinTech minimum requirement ya corner ubuti ubene technical drawings. You need to have done my technical subjects.
Yes.
Which is what I had.
Good.
So they placed you based on a matrix qualification. Now, when economics, they're gonna place you in a place which is linked to economics.
Yeah.
And then, but anyway, so there was nursing and ne woodworking.
Okay.
A lot of people were attracted to nursing, which I actually understand, because now before getting a woodworking, you know, we have this thing of googling. How much do woodworkers make?
Just to make sure. The ching, man.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, you're in your 20s, and you need to make sure it's whatever you're committing to.
You're going to sustain.
You understand? It's something that's actually going to, you know, feed you. You know, you're going to be able to build a career from it.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to, you understand, live and survive from it. You understand? Kuna to, I mean, just survive.
Yeah.
So, Well, mengthola le learnership lena from HDA ngiyanga Google ukuthi ama furniture makers how much do they make. I'm like ngiyabheka ama numbers, it's not that impressive, and most furniture makers that I know from Makers is like
I'm not
teaching abashita abasekase abayenza furniture like,
no, but so, this is your experience,
you understand what I'm saying? I've never really met an extremely rich person
and who's just making furniture. Exactly.
I'll be like, you know, I want to be like that guy.
That you can point
to. Exactly. Yeah. So, it's again into the furniture thingy. So, I had that mentality, but I was like comparing the money I was making in my taxi, like in private pay, and money. Not the money, but like I was like, this is an opportunity for me to learn and have.
So, you chose woodwork. Skill.
Yeah, I chose woodworking over this because I was doing this and I realized this is not sustainable. It's not really going anywhere. And I was like, okay, let me take a chance on this. But when I got into this, I was like, I'm going into this, but I'm going to look for something else whilst I'm doing this.
All right.
I have this mentality of I'd rather do something than just sit and do nothing. I don't have this pride of... I'm not going to take the job. I'm not going to... If it means I have to be a shelf packer, I'll be a shelf packer, then Guten Schaling Isaacs.
Cheers.
You understand what I'm saying?
Cheers.
I mean, that's just the type of mentality I have.
Love that.
You know, so so I got into the furniture industry like that. And so when I was learning within the 3 months, FNTech, so I was learning and I started meeting and I started noticing. So the industry lingua is very white. The people who actually make it is white people. Like it's a very white dominated,
sure.
The furniture design industry. That's sure. Why most black people are not familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I saw this guy, Philip from Outland, and he was doing really amazing stuff, you know, and I saw how he actually built his company and how he was actually growing. So that motivated me and some of the guys that I was actually attending that learnership with to start a company, which was Eva Ashu.
Okay.
So we started Eva Ashu, and it failed within, I think, 8 months. It was a co-op. There was five of us.
Mm.
So I really have mixed feelings about partnerships because we have different interests.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
You know, some of us we're actually aiming at we get into the industry with that passion and with that love for the
industry, the vision.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Wanting to help grow the industry, and other people actually go into it just to make money. And you understand? Like, it's not the same. We don't have the same approach. You understand? Yep. And that actually creates a lot of friction. And
combos are not communicating.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's just, you feel me? So when we got in there, it fell within a period of like 8 months. But it was mainly due to the fact that we had no experience in running a business.
Yeah.
We had no experience in like producing good quality furniture pieces. You understand? So when it failed, I got approached by Umayele. There's this guy Umayele. He really believed in me, and I don't know why. He just loved my energy. You understand? Mm-hmm. He was one of those guys. He had a really good job, and he supported me. Like, no man, you give a woman to bring him phone, like send you money. You understand? Like, he was sort of like that father figure. Type of guy.
Oh, like, man.
But it just came out of nowhere. You know, it's like, yo, like, I
isn't
like
it amazing energy. That once you start something, somehow God is able to send people along your way to help you with your journey, isn't it?
And like, that's when powerful. We spoke, we clicked, you know. So, Umayele introduced me to David Crano. So, he's the guy who actually likes going to furniture exhibitions. He's the guy who actually had, like, a corporate job, but he was very passionate about furniture.
About the industry.
You understand?
He had
a corporate job. He was, at the time, was working for F&B. So, what happened was, he actually, he linked me with David Crano. David Crano, at the time, he was the best furniture designer in South Africa. So he linked me with him, and David Crano made me, and he also loved my energy. He was like, bro, like, I love your energy. I mean, I'm sure we can try something. Oh, and at the time, I only knew carpentry.
Yes.
And I wanted to learn CNC programming and CNC operating and all that stuff. So David put me on, and he was like, okay, come to the workshop. But first, you're going to work for free. So I worked for him for free for 3 months.
You better earn your stripes.
Yeah, but like I say, I'd rather do that. I'd rather work for free than to chill and do nothing. I'd rather work for free and gain skills.
Thank you.
That I can use, like develop my own skills. Because like I said, I'm going into this thing with that passion. Like, I really want to, you know, develop my skills and grow myself.
You must be nationalized, my man. That's all I'm saying. This man has been nationalized. Nah. It is Sipho Twala. He is the man that is the most talked about, talking about the Joburg Fair. Mm-hmm. He's there in certain convention centers. I started from yesterday until the end of this weekend. Make sure that you make a turn to see what he does. More about the furniture business and why he got into it.
Hello, Kaya family. I am Sipho Khubula Twala, founder of Khubula Arts, and you are listening to my top 10 at 10. Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Legit.
Legit indeed. Sipho Twala is my guest. But before we go back to him, let's go to the lines. Branesh.
morning, Bati.
Nine dona ya kukulma nai.
Kwebula.
Ula Tanesh.
Ah, bafana.
Ula.
Yo, listen, dude. Well, I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you. I think you've done very well.
Sure.
I was telling the producers there that, you know, figured it was as a young man, not knowing how to even hold a measuring tape. But I mean, look at where you are today, dude.
Sure.
You've done things that are really beyond my imagination. I could never have really seen what you see with your eyes, your vision. You're just amazing. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. Inspire these young boys in front of the VTN. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Sure.
But there's this thing that boy does every time he speaks. I'm sure you realize it. His hands are all over as he speaks, right?
Yes.
He would challenge me in class. I'm like, hey, dude, listen. I'm the one in charge here. No, but that's Sipho for you. That's Sipho for you. Sipho has, you know, he's always been that imaginary person. He would think of things that you don't really learn, you're just not able to make sense of.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what took him to where he is today. You know, I'm proud of that young man, and I'm definitely going to his show this weekend.
No, what did you see in him?
Look, Sipho had a very, very strange energy with him. You know, you could not avoid, you could not ignore Sipho, you know, you could not. Listen, I'm from a four stars myself.
Mm.
So sometimes you would catch a lift with me, I'd drop him off the gas.
Sure?
And we're driving on the highway. It's going to be, hey, Tanesh, you want to sign to the phone, you want to look at it? And I'm thinking, dude, are you listening to yourself? You know how much money do I need for that? You know, but obviously I'm not going to tell him that, right?
Yeah.
I'm listening to this young man who has energy, who has dreams. And that's what we need. We need to actually have those dreams and also then work towards getting them achieved, you know. And that's what he's done. I'm really proud of him. I mean, all these young people, the team that he started Vahash with, Philip Houtlander, I worked with all these guys.
Yeah.
And they're a bunch of amazing people. I mean, I still communicate to most of them. And all of them, they've gone and done great with themselves. And it's just amazing. And it's in times like this, when you realize, you know what? You might not really take what you do serious, but once you have someone like Sipho coming back and say, Ganesh, I know, you're 7 days. You realize, hey, you know what? I've done good.
Oh,
I've done my work.
Yeah, sure.
No, so Sipho Mpoito, I'm proud of you. Keep on pushing.
Ganesh, we also celebrate you. Thank you, man.
Sure.
Thank you, man.
Sure.
So, Grandkin, who Joshua Toa?
Joshua Toa, no. You're not playing the same game. No. Joshua Toa.
It's a different game.
Yo, what? Come on, man. Let's be real here. Bro. Come on. We're not playing the same game, bro.
School me.
Nah, so, I mean, you know, just like fashion, right?
Yeah.
There's levels. I'm realizing that most people are actually more familiar with like fashion designers, you know, shoe designers and you know, car manufacturers and all, and like architects.
Yes.
But nobody really pays a lot of attention to furniture designers. Like, there's a legitimate industry of furniture designers. Like, we design furniture the same way fashion designers design clothes. You understand? So that's why I'm actually aiming at collaborating mostly with fashion designers.
Yeah.
Like right now, my collaboration is with Sir Abner, who's actually more into fashion.
Abner?
Yeah. He does textiles. And
as in Mr. Sir Abner Mahamata.
Mahamata, yeah. Sir Abner Mahamata. Legit.
What?
Yeah, collaborated with him. Like, it's come to design Joburg, bro. Like, our stand is just, it's just beautiful. It's unique. It's mind-blowing.
Why? Okay, tell me about Abner and why the collaboration.
So the collaboration happened as a, so me, I'm a guy who I put myself out there. I don't wait for connections or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm not afraid of, you know,
approaching
people. I don't care how big
you raise your hand.
Like, I don't care if you, Elon Musk, if I manage to find your phone number, I'm going to call you and be like, yo, bro, like, you know, I'd like for us to work. You know? but anyway, so I called Design Joburg and I was like, you know, I would like to, you know, exhibit at Design Joburg. And, you know, I was wondering if, is there anybody that I can collaborate with? And they're like, they asked me who I was, and I told them who I was. They were like, they asked me for my IG page. I told them my IG page, and they just saw my work. They were like, oh my God, your work is amazing. Mm. We know someone that you can actually collaborate with, which was Sir Abner. Mm. So they called Sir Abner, and then me and Sir Abner, they connected us, and then we met Emma Wening, you know, sure, for drinks, and we chilled, and we connected from day one. Like, we
clicked, nice. You know. But it took you making that call.
Yeah, so I had to make the call. Oh, you know, yeah. So I made the call.
You must go and get it, man.
Yeah, no, legit, bro. Nothing's gonna come to you, bro. It definitely doesn't come to you. You have to go out there and like be brave. It's jail level. Like, you know what? I belong there. I have, you know, I am that guy. You understand what I'm saying?
So Nash, part of the lecturing that taught you how to make something out of wood.
Yeah.
To you saying, but I want to learn more. I want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know how to use even the software to, yeah, you know, yeah, to, yeah, design, yeah, and. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, from sometimes we learn, right? Mm-hmm. We don't activate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You activated and failed within 8 months.
Yeah.
But you kept on going.
Yeah.
Why?
So what happened was, after I failed, I met David Crane. When I walked into his workshop, I saw his work. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is the first time I see a person do this with wood. You know, so that, I would say that actually sparked my interest in furniture design.
Yeah.
I would say that was my first introduction to furniture design. Because he was designing stuff. He wasn't copying from the internet. He was doing his own thing. You know, so when I met him, it just sparked my interest. I was like, you know what, I want to learn from this person as much as I possibly can. So I worked for him for 3 months, but within the 3 months, I learned from him as much as I possibly can.
Sure.
And another thing, I feel like we're taking for granted the advantages we have as the modern youth.
Okay.
We have access to the internet, bro. Everything I know about design, I learned from the internet. Watching YouTube tutorials, I learned how to do 3D models, which is something most people go to university to learn, that type of stuff. I learned it on YouTube by watching, like, it was like a 3-hour tutorial on how to draw an inventor. I learned how to do CNC programming on YouTube. I learned AutoCAD, doing 3D renderings. 3D renderings are like, it's photorealistic images. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, let's say maybe you approach me,
yeah,
and you're like, you know, Sipo, I want a cabinet over there, but I sort of like want to have an idea of what it's going to look like.
Mm.
And then I'm going to take measurements of that wall, mm, and then I'm going to resketch it on Inventor, create a 3D model, and then create presentation drawings, and then create a photorealistic rendering. So you're going to have an idea of what it's going to look like after it's done.
Sure.
I'm sure you're actually more familiar with that.
Yeah.
With architects. Architects can draw houses and show you like, yep, how it's going to look when it's finished. Yeah. You also do the same thing with furniture. You are able to do that with furniture. So I learned all those skills, all these softwares on YouTube by watching YouTube tutorials.
You are a smart guy.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, not just anybody can do that.
Yeah,
you are a smart guy.
Yeah.
So there's definitely been something between those 2 ears, bro.
Yeah, legit.
And you're tapping into them and using, mm-hmm, them. Wow.
Yeah, legit. So I because I had a background in carpentry and now I was learning, you know, 3D modeling and rendering softwares and all this stuff, that sort of like gave me the leverage I needed for me to be, that's why I'm able to design unique designs. So when I design,
I'm curious. Sorry, yeah, to cut in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Legit.
I sound like Oprah interviewing Viola. Cool. Cutting in.
That's okay.
Unnecessarily.
Yeah.
It's because I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm curious to find out what your brother says about you now.
Mm-hmm.
What your sister says about you.
Uh-huh.
Now, with what you're doing with your life right now.
I don't really know. I don't know. I think my family is proud of me, maybe. I think they're proud of me. I'm quite certain.
I take it you are the Unamba mang? Last born.
So my father has 5 kids, right? Mm. And each one of them has their own mother.
Oh.
So I never met my mom. She died when I was very young.
Condolences.
And, yeah, no, that's okay. So and then the other four, like obviously each one of us actually has their own mother.
Mm.
I actually have a closer relationship with my cousin that I actually grew up with. So
Kulono
Kok.
Oh yeah.
So Kokun Kulise, my cousin's mom. Like, so obviously I developed a closer relationship with my cousin.
And those just are the ones you call brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah, even them.
I
call them my brothers and sisters. Mumpilo Twala, we have a really close relationship, me and him. He's nice. More of a stylist, you understand? We legit, like, a really tight relationship, you know. But the people that I actually grew up with is people that, like, they really understand me. They know what kind of a person I am. You understand? Yeah, so Pindi is, like, we have a really strong, close relationship. She's the one that actually linked me to GGT.
Yes. Understand? So, and that's the sister I was talking about.
Yeah, legit. Like, she's really proud of me, bro. Like, she's the.
Are you proud of yourself?
Well, I
which is one question we never asked, do we?
Yeah. Well, I haven't reached the level I want to reach, so not yet. I'm getting there though. Of course, I am proud of myself. I mean, I believe in myself. You understand? I trust myself. I trust my way of thinking, and
yeah.
I mean, I am obviously proud of myself, but I feel like I still have a lot of work to do. You understand? Because I still have a very, 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 very long way to go.
Yeah, I have somebody who wants to talk to you, by the way.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Fantastic. Yeah. So let them call in.
All right.
I even don't feel we should play songs anymore.
Yeah, let's talk, bro. Let's chat. I have so much to say. Of course.
But let's play one.
Yeah.
My top 10 out of 10.
Oh, yes, with Sipho Twala. Remember, he's at the Sandton Convention Center this very weekend, starting from yesterday until tomorrow, that is. This is for the Design Joburg Fair. This is the taxi driver who has now become a furniture manufacturer. But we go here first. Kuluma ungasakhuluma ungasabulisi khuluma sis khuluma.
Hi. I didn't think. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Well, people, like, you've got goosebumps right now listening to you. I'm so, so proud of you. We all are. Keep doing it. And everything you've spoken has come to life. And I say this to you all the damn time. Mm-hmm. You said you want to be on the encyclopedia. You want to be there. Mm-hmm. All the magazines, you're there. Where you are now, where Kwebula Art is now, I'm mm-hmm. so proud of you. And watching everything you've spoken unfold is everything to me. You're mm-hmm. like... I'm not for words, but yeah, you know I got you now and forever, bro. Yeah.
thank you, Pindi. That's the sister. Hey, Dimongs. Hey, Bongan.
Hello.
Nine to nine.
Tachi.
What?
I'm so proud of that boy.
I'm
so flipping proud of that boy.
Yeah.
Kwebul.
Sure,
your commitment, your passion to this thing, Mfana. I'm really, really proud of you, Doc. Keep it up, Mfana. Don't look back, Mfana.
Siyabonga, Bongani. Ola.
I'm really proud of him. The whole family is proud of him.
Thank you, bro.
There
you go. I'm not done with you, man.
Cool.
Mayele.
Sure, Tamayel.
Yeah, man, no, man, yeah, you know, man, we come from far. I tried somebody phone me that you're on air.
Sure.
And I don't know whether you told Uchibo that you were a security guard at the police station at some point.
Uchelile! Uchelile!
No, man, Uchibo is very talented. And yeah, there's a lot that's gonna come out of this boy. And yeah, I just want to say, Gucci, don't forget about our design school that we need to start at some point.
Yeah, legit.
We're gonna get there one day.
Sure. I even know the name of the school already.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's legit.
Yeah,
legit.
Yeah.
Tamayele, thank you so much, and God bless you, sir.
Cool, man.
Thank you. There you go. Now you know.
Yeah.
Legit. Now you know. You not only have made it to this far, not only are you at the design Joburg Fair, but you also have been through, and you even have some accolades. In 2020, the Design Indaba gave you the Emerging Creative, right? Yeah. Nando's Hot Young Designer?
Yeah.
2020?
I really encourage anybody who really... If you know how to design, you don't have to have a degree in design or anything like that. Just go on YouTube and learn how to design, bro. Like, it's that simple. These design softwares, they're free, easy to download. Just go onto the internet and Google, do some research, download some softwares and start designing, and send to the Nando's Hide, which is the Nando's Hot Young Designer. It actually opens up opportunities for you. And you, if you want to be a supplier for the Nando's restaurant, you can actually, you know, enter the competition. They have a competition which is actually running from, well, it's been running for a while, but you still have another 2 weeks.
Okay.
So submit your designs to Nando's Hide. You can follow them on Instagram at Nando's Hide. And you also have Cloud SA. So your access to Cloud SA is through Nando's Hide. Cloud SA is going to help develop you as an emerging creative, you know. They help you, like, give insight. They give you insights in terms of how to develop your business and stuff like that. They're not picky. You don't have to have connections. They're just looking
good
for skill.
Nando's, man.
You know, Nando's is doing big things for emerging creatives, bro. Like, it's really amazing. I really wish the government can actually use the same approach that Nando's is actually using. You understand? Yeah. So just enter the competitions and, like,
2 weeks to go. So come on, you heard the word, and please spread it.
Yeah,
please spread
legit,
it. Yes. Where do we find you on Instagram to see what
you do? Kwebula, it's KHWEBULA. Follow me, and legit, anything you're going to find there is going to blow your mind away. Like, I'm just, you know.
So quickly, just to basically bring people on how you work.
Okay.
I want to work with you.
Yeah.
What happens? If I want furniture, what happens? What do I do?
So, you obviously, maybe you want a dining chair.
Yeah.
You tell me what colors you want, like, in terms of, like, the wooden structure. So, obviously, I have my existing designs, but you are free to sort of, like, you know, collaborate with me. Tell me what kind of designs you actually want, if you want something that's actually customized. You tell me the type of colors that you want.
And material.
You want genuine leather or you want fabric, and then you tell me what kind of fabric or what kind of leather that you want, and then and then you place your order, you pay 70% deposit, and then I start manufacturing, and then I deliver. You pay the balance after I deliver, but it's a very lengthy process.
How long does it take? Say for a couch.
I don't make couches.
Yeah,
I mostly deal with solid wood.
I
mostly work with oak.
Oh, ash. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
So what happens is, so the furniture design or the furniture manufacturing industry is like I said, it's, we all having this approach that it's the same approach as fashion designers. So you can come to us, and if you're looking for something that's really customized and something unique,
you
can come to us and tell us, like, yo, I want something like this. Can you be able to design it for me? I design it for you. I send you the design. You sign it off. And then I start manufacturing.
That's
after
it.
That. You understand? But you also have to pay for the design, because I might design something, I send it to you, and you don't like it, but I spend time with the design.
That's right.
You understand? So
that's right.
It's sort of like wanting to grow the furniture design industry, and want to sort of, like, put it at the same level as fashion design.
We salute you, man.
Legit. Thank you.
Thank you for following your voice.
Yeah.
And being brave to do what your inner voice is saying.
Legit.
Not so many people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of those that remind us that, you know, we all came to this earth with a gift in us.
Yeah.
And whether you start off as a security guard, but as long as you keep listening to that voice, you'll end up being where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Legit.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man.
And
thank
keep
you.
Shining, bro.
Thanks Kai FM. Thank you, Kai FM, for having me.
That's right. Sentin Convention Center. Make sure that by tomorrow you have seen what this man can do.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.